This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the final week of the 2025 regular legislative session.
House Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 7.
The week began with time spent on House Joint Resolution 73, which proposes a constitutional amendment that would establish provisions relating to reproductive health care. Senator Adam Schnelting of St. Charles handles this resolution in the upper chamber.
Women would be dying in our hospitals from an inability to receive care from their physicians for ectopic pregnancies, medical emergencies, miscarriages.
During discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Senator Patty Lewis of Kansas City says she believes this resolution would undo what voters approved 6 months ago.
I just want the voters to know that we have a piece of legislation before us that will overturn what they just voted on this past November.
After approximately 2 hours, House Joint Resolution 73 was set aside for further consideration. Wednesday afternoon, Missouri senators gave House Joint Resolution 73 final passage.
Well, we need to have a decision on Prop A, and we also have the HJR about life.
We heard it in the Health Committee, and it was passed out the same day.
Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Cindy O'Loughlin of Shelbina says House Joint Resolution 73 and House Bills 567, 546, 758, and 958, which would modify provisions relating to employee compensation, remain her priorities.
You know, we support life, we support moms, we support businesses, we support economic growth, we support jobs, we support all of those things.
Senator Lewis serves on the committee that heard House Joint Resolution 73.
However, we had 5 witnesses in support of that bill, and we had over 150 folks traveling from across the state in opposition.
Late Wednesday afternoon saw Missouri senators approve House Bills 567, 546, 758, and 958.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now ask that you recognize
Senate Bill 80 picked up a few House amendments on Tuesday morning. This measure originally related to high school athletes and sports. The Missouri House of Representatives added an amendment that would allow both the Kansas City Royals and Chiefs to move to Clay County. Senator Curtis Gregory of Marshall sponsors Senate Bill 80.
What is the state of Missouri going to do to try and keep the Chiefs and the Royals inside of the state of Missouri? And I've been asking that question sort of ever since. The initial bill that I had that was a part of that puzzle was the Clay County Sports Authority. That was just a small piece of the puzzle.
During discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Senator Barbara Ann Washington of Kansas City pointed to that city's sports history.
Both of these Kansas City area stadiums sit in and have always sat in my community and my district. I thought that we could talk a little bit about the impact of what began as the Truman Sports Complex.
No further action has been taken on Senate Bill 80.
I think there's no question that in Jackson County, they have seen some incredible policies.
I don't think that has a path forward at this time.
With session now complete, Senator O'Loughlin says lawmakers continue to weigh the need for an economic development benefits package.
And we are determined that if we can find some common ground there, we do have common ground. Whatever the result is, it will be a net positive for the people of Missouri.
At the same time, Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis says he is hearing about a renewed interest in a St. Louis city-county merger.
I don't think that has a path forward at this time. It just might be one of those issues we disagree on, but of course would welcome a conversation.
Floor activity for the 2025 regular legislative session has come to a close.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President.
The Missouri Senate will adjourn sine die or with no appointed date for a resumption on May 30th.
You've heard the most.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.